Welcome back to NewsRamp Events for Thursday morning, April 16, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Bowler Ponds to showcase defense-borne security innovation at Emerge Americas 2026. Bowler Ponds, a technology consulting firm specializing in security solutions, will showcase its innovative defense-borne technology at Emerge Americas 2026. The company, known for its work with the U.S. Navy, recently launched ShadowGuard TM, a security automation technology. This marks Bowler Ponds' expansion into the commercial market, aiming to help organizations across various sectors enhance their security measures.
Pfister Holding SE publishes final results for fiscal year 2025, strong revenue and earnings growth with positive outlook. Pfister Holding SE published its final results for the 2025 fiscal year, showing strong revenue and earnings growth. Revenue rose by 17.4% to $449.9 million, with adjusted EBITDA increasing by 24.0% to $81 million. Order intake surged by 29.6% to $548.6 million, setting a solid foundation for future growth. The company expects revenue growth of at least 12% for 2026, aiming to reach $800 million to $900 million by 2030. InfiCon to publish its first quarter 2026 results on Friday, April 24th, 2026, at 0700 AM CET. A web conference via Microsoft Teams will follow at 0930 AM CET to discuss the results in detail. The conference will be conducted in English. Participants can join via the link www.infocon.com/webconference. For more information, visit InfoCon's website. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation to host first quarter 2026 earnings call. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation will host a conference call to discuss their first quarter 2026 financial results on April 27, 2026 at 11 a.m. ET. The results will be released on April 22, 2026. The live webcast and presentation slides will be available on their website. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation is a New Jersey bank holding company with total assets of $7.50 billion and offers a client-centric approach to banking.
Type 1 Diabetes Awareness. Family turns diagnosis into advocacy through community and breakthrough T1D walk. Type 1 Diabetes Awareness takes center stage as a Jacksonville family turns their son's diagnosis into advocacy and community impact. Through Pablo's Pack T1D, they share their journey of managing the condition and participate in the upcoming Breakthrough T1D Walk. This national fundraising event aims to advance research, improve access to care, and connect families affected by type 1 diabetes. Learn more at pablospackt1d.com.
2026 HR in Hospitality Award winners announced. In a recent announcement, HR.com revealed the winners of the 2026 HR in Hospitality Awards, recognizing excellence in workforce management within the hospitality industry. Zimeo was awarded Best HR Solution for Hospitality Business for their AI-powered HRMs, while Alforson Holding received recognition for Best Hospitality HR Team. These organizations are leading the way in redefining how hospitality workforces are supported and developed to drive business success.
Emerge America's 12th annual conference in Miami, TechNeets National Security, Emerge Americas, a premier technology conference, is set to host its 12th annual event in Miami, expecting 25,000 attendees. The conference will focus on key verticals like health tech, fintech, AI, quantum, and national security. Notable speakers include Undersecretary of War for Research and Engineering Emil Michael and DARPA Director Stephen Winchell, discussing private sector engagement with the federal government and defense agencies' adoption of emerging technologies.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.